where do we want to pick up with John? I think John's walking vigorously, pebble stick in hand, dressed now.
Mm-hmm.
To work? Well, is he going to work? Or... yeah, I think he's going to work. He's going to work.
He just came off the bus, and he's walking the last leg of his journey to work. Pebble stick in one hand, lunchbox and thermos in the other. What's the project? What's the building? What are they working on?
They're building a new building from mm-hmm. ground up. It's about 50% done. You can see large robotic lifts moving durasteel girders up. John's position in this construction is primarily the pouring of duracrete and making sure things are polished. He works mostly on the foundations of these buildings going up.
He's a foundation polisher.
Yeah, I got a... They gave me a tag. It said foundation polisher. I was lost.
So as he gets there, he sees... oh, man, I don't remember any of his coworkers' names from the previous one. The Geonosian?
Yeah. It's all new. This is a new crew. He works with a Twi'lek named Hibby Klonoi and a Trandoshan named Ralph Fenzing. Yeah, Hibby Klonoi is who he works with most primarily, closest with on the foundation pouring and polishing. And Ralph Fenzing, the Trandoshan, is the foreman on this current construction project.
Hibby Klonoi.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's down there doing some polishing with Hibby, and I think the day is mostly uneventful. And the early afternoon rolls around just after lunch, and his boss Ralph comes up and says, "Hey, John, there's some guys here looking for you."
What do they want, Ralph? An autograph?
They're dressed in suits.
Jeez.
Might be from the higher-ups, I don't know.
Ralph, what do they want with me? I'm just, I'm in the
pouring
polish business.
I don't get paid enough to ask.
Ralph, I don't get paid enough to answer these goons.
Well, if you don't answer them, you might not get paid at all.
This is all I need. Okay, point me to them.
Y'all lean out of the open side of this building, and he points down into the plaza where there's two people in dark suits. One has a briefcase, the other one is checking his watch.
Does John recognize either of these
folks? No, he does not.
Well, I wouldn't want to keep my the public waiting, so on I go.
So you head down from where you are working into this open space below. There are lots of machines and droids moving around carrying loads of things. You might say lifting loads, as if they were some sort of load lifter. And these two gentlemen in suits see you coming and approach. One of them extends a hand to shake.
"Can I help you, gentlemen?"
Does John Chundaga shake the hand?
John looks down at the hand and looks back up at the face of this person.
"Mr. Chundagas. I'm Mr. Chundagas, correct?"
Well, that depends on who's asking.
"Bob Rocklighter. Nice to meet you."
"Bob, was it?"
"Yes."
"I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Judging by your attire and the formality that you've approached me, I have to assume that you are a representative of Future Forward Galactic. Am I wrong?"
"That's correct. We represent your landlord. From what we heard this morning, you..." He looks at the other guy. "Verbally assaulted one of our interns."
"Oh, so you've got unpaid interns going out and doing your dirty work, is that right?"
"Oh no, Glenn's paid."
"Glenn, huh? Yeah, I never forget a Glenn. I do remember this individual in question. Now, I won't stand here and lie to you, tell you I did not verbally accost said intern. And I do apologize for that. Because it sounds like the person that I should be speaking with is the two of you gentlemen.
That's right. And as you take a closer look, it's tough with humans, but you realize that they're twins.
There's two of you. Oh, this is making me dizzy.
If you would. Oh, yes. The other one opens up the briefcase and pulls out a board with some... pulls out a data pad. Sir, we're going to need you to sign your lease renewal.
No. You too. I will not accept the two of you as my landlords till I see some proof.
They pull out business cards and hand them to you.
What is this? This is just your names. This is not proof to me.
Call that number.
No. You know how much data I get in my comm plan? Since Future Forward Galactic made it so that we all had to have comm plans through all same of you. Now, I call no number. Don't accept this. Take your data pad, take the two of you that look alike, and go away.
I'm afraid that if you don't accept this, you have 30 days to leave the premises.
Oh, 30 days, you say? Well, that should give me plenty of time. Plenty of time to burn you and yours to the ground, buddy. Give me a data pad. Let me take a closer look at this.
The two of them are just sort of smiling and side-glancing at each other. You take the data pad and take a look at it.
Yeah, this is a nice data pad. It's 30, huh?
You see new lease terms. You see the new rent. The... 2-year agreement with a rent increase in 12 months.
Oh, 2 years with an increase. Oh, isn't that something?
That's gonna no utilities really... included.
Oh, I'm going to have to call a water company, huh?
You're going to have to pay for water, trash, sewage, electric, gas, coaxium.
Oh, this is really going to change things for me, you know?
There's a lawn maintenance fee.
Oh, look at that. Huh.
No pets.
No pets, huh? I was thinking about getting one, but you know, what can I say? I gotta go along with all the things outlined in your little data pad. You know what I like about a data pad? I like that streamlined, aerodynamic aspect of a data pad. You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen one of these? Let me show you. One of my favorite bolo ball players does it best. I'm gonna throw this data pad. John is going to chuck the data pad.
Okay.
I don't think
Are you
that
chucking he, it at anything?
I don't think that he's like cruel enough to chuck this at these poor twins. I want to throw it into like a Coruscant like open highway that just endlessly just traverses down hundreds and hundreds of feet. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is going to be an easy athletics, maybe.
Like you actually want to roll?
Yeah, why not? I have an option. Okay. There's not going to be a lot of rolls in this one.
It's probably technically a range light.
Oh, good point. Let's do that.
I don't think that's one of the things that John's good at.
Well, I think it should be easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a boost because I've established that he's aware of the aerodynamic... build of this might not be the first data pad that he's thrown.
No, it definitely isn't.
Okay, can I roll this?
I kind of want an upgrade, but I don't have a point.
It's okay. I'm gonna flip. I'm gonna upgrade this roll that I wasn't even gonna do.
Great. I'm also going to, because I have a funny idea for a despair.
Okay. One success, one advantage, and one triumph.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Well, I did not plan anything for this. Yeah, it's, you know, you should try this sometime. It's got a nice weight. And there it goes. He throws this data pad. It flies incredibly fast, like a frisbee. I think that, you know, though he talked up the aerodynamic aspects of it, since it's not symmetrical, it kind of spins a little bit as it flies towards an open highway of Coruscant. Does it hit a car? Okay, yeah, Triumph. I got a Triumph. It lands with a firm crack in the windshield of a truck driven by Hibby Klonoy. Hibby was bringing in the next shipment of wet duracrete. And Hibby says,
"Huh? What? I can't see."
The truck's trajectory kind of turns on its side. It makes its way towards John Shandongus and the two twins. You can see wet duracrete
just dripping out of the back.
It has kind of like a square back. The square back. This
it's
kind
just
of...
like sloshing over the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you finish.
Bob says to the other twin, "Just get out the other data pad." The twin says, "It's not here." "What do you mean you didn't bring the other data pad?" "It's not here." And they start arguing.
"Well, unless two of you have another data pad, some people, I've got some business to attend to. I better get back to it."
You hear the honk of the truck coming in fast. And as it slides to a stop, the duracrete sloshes over the front of it, and these guys end up knee deep in wet duracrete.
I think John Chandongus's thing, he may not be like a cool guy necessarily, but I think there's a lot of walking away from situations like this without turning around.
Mm-hmm. You aren't bothered by these guys for the rest of the day. John goes back to work and does his job of polishing the foundations of this building, because any good floor has to have a high polish. New rules.
Oh, look at that, Hibby. You could eat off of that. That is one shiny floor. Someday, Hibby, there's going to be two people are going to meet in this room. They're going to have a conversation. It's going to change the galaxy. And it's because of us. I just want you to think about that. I want you to appreciate that. Appreciate the artisan nature of what we do.
Are you working on, like, the Inquisitor headquarters?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the camera backs away and we see the logo of the Empire etched into the floor.
I'll tell you, Hibby, I don't know anything about the Empire. It's pretty new, but I got a good feeling.
And there's a screen wipe.
Oh, geez, what a day. Another floor, another dollar.
Sitting in his lazy boy, his laser boy.
Oh, yeah. Feels good. It's Friday. The week is done. Let's see what's on the old holo screen. The game writes itself.
It's just commercials.
What the heck? Commercials? It's Friday night. It's prime time. What the heck? What's this ad? Oh, boy. Jeez, I come home. I turn on the TV. I turn on the holo screen. I see his Future Four Galactic ad. It's like I'm right back at work. Boy. Clicks it off.
Criminals can run, but they can't hide from Teklin Dag, Bounty Hunter. Watch Dag and his
Teklin
crew
Dag. Chase down. I don't know what that is.
I'm Tweezum Bonk, and I'm here to tell you about the new Recon Dad Saxifrage from the Zaffa Corporation.
Recognite Saxifrig? That's too hard to say. Recognite Saxifrig. Okay. I guess you gotta follow the comm link or something.
Droids. Then why not subscribe to Fond of Droids? A Holonet magazine for people who are fond of droids. Which droid is your favorite? Which droid is your least favorite?
Fond of Droids. I am not.
We've got so much Bacta, you'll think you've just taken a 5-star vacation to Hetzel Prime. We've got Bacta.
Oh, jeez. Did Future 4 Galactic... I feel like I should flip. I'm going to flip on for you. Did Future 4 Galactic change my stations? What? I'm supposed to get... Tonight's a bolo game. It's Bolo Ball night. What's going on here? It's all static.
John gets up and checks the back of his holo TV, sees a new cable, follows it to a new...
Wait,
new...
What? Is somebody coming to my house today?
Outlet.
Somebody came into my house today. Somebody came into my house today. They put a cable
here. He starts looking around.
What else did they do? What else did they do to my house? Somebody might die today.
There's a smoke detector.
A smoke detector? All I gotta do is just go and tell whether there's smoke or not in here.
He goes into the refresher. There's a new toilet seat.
Somebody came into my house and they changed my toilet seat.
He looks even closer. It's a whole new toilet.
Somebody changed my toilet?
It's one of those ones that doesn't use very much water when it flushes, but also it's 2 inches higher than the previous one.
I sit on this, and now my feet don't touch the ground. This hurts my knees.
God, what other things do our landlords do that I hate?
Oh, what's this? Wait. My thermostat. It's under a piece of... What is this? Now I can't change the temperature?
He looks in his trash can. There's a furnace filter in there.
I don't even know what this is. I'm moving on. What's this? My trash can's gone, and now it's like a tray. What? And so I just drop things in his tray, and I put it out. I'm angry, but I'm also confused. What's happening? What's happening? Such is a march of time, apparently. But apparently, somebody needs to answer for this. I've had it up to who knows where.
But and you hear shh of someone sliding another piece of flimsy paper in your door.
Oh, I'm gonna spackle over that crack at the bottom of my door. No more mail under my door. What is this? Let me see.
You pull it through. It is a notice only to put your trash in the trash cans adjacent to your apartment and not to put them in the trash cans of the apartment across the small street. And that they have carefully measured how much trash people in these apartments should be putting out and given you trash cans that will fit that exact amount of trash. And you'll be fined if you put your trash in the trash cans across the street.
Okay. I hear this. I understand this. I have read this.
You look out at the trash cans behind your building and they are completely overflowing. The trash cans across the street are completely empty.
This is a straw. This is a straw that has broke the Ronto's back. I've had it. I've had it with new landlords. Future Forward Galactic. This unfair trash can. This bureaucratic jargon. These rules. Living on this planet. I've had it. I'm done. And you know what? We're all done. Everybody. My neighbors and myself, we will have salvation from this oppressive regime. Somebody's gonna die today.
What is John gonna do?
John grabs his pebble stick.
And he heads around back to, what was the Athorian's name?
John's Athorian neighbor has not come back since they've last encountered, but the Athorian's car is still there. It's been in good condition and honestly, John takes it out probably once a week and buys groceries. John's hopping in. He jumps over, does not open the door to do so. It's a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Pebu Stick is in the passenger seat.
Along with a little baby.
You see the
smiling face.
The smiling face of a broken little like porcelain baby.
Broken little porcelain aqualish baby.
Oh, somebody is in big trouble. I hope they're scared, because here I come. And the speeder speeds out into this bypass avenue of Coruscant. And John's heading for Future Forward Galactic, and in his mind, in his heart, he is going to solve all of the problems of Coruscant tonight.
And there's a screen wipe. If a speeder could, John's speeder would screech to a halt in front of Future Forward Galactic headquarters. a giant black spire on the horizon of Coruscant. Future Forward has been looming over Dak Avenue, Famba Avenue, and the adjacent neighborhoods for the better part of 3 years.
Oh, how charming. It's really picturesque. Really brings the whole neighborhood together.
John hops out of his speeder. The sidewalk is busy with people moving to and fro through downtown. In the distance, he can see the golden glow of the Golden Gundark. He can see down below, he can see Dak Avenue and further below that, Gunga Avenue or Gunga Town. The black tinted windows of the lobby of Future Forward Galactic, little light shines out onto the evening street. You can see the security desk beyond and an empty lobby.
All right, well, I'm just gonna go in here. We're gonna have a little conversation with the higher ups. They're probably not home, but you know, see if I can persuade somebody to just kind of empathize with me and my friends, my neighbors, just me walking up some steps, talking to myself, and opening the door. Hello, if you would, could you please direct me to just anybody that's sending me letters like this that I don't need, that I don't want, and if you could just point me any direction, I'll figure it out.
John's voice echoes in this empty lobby. The person behind the desk cranes their neck to look down at you. This, I'm imagining the desk is like, when John walks up to it, he's like just eyes above the desk.
Okay, I don't like this right off the bat. Hello, who are you?
Can I help you? Do you have an appointment?
Yeah, I got an appointment. I have an appointment with my landlord here. That's you. That's Future Forward Galactic. Making the appointment for right now. It's Friday. It's sun's going down, and now is my appointment. And you're my landlord apparently now, and I've got a little complaint to make.
Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to take that up with your leasing office. It should be close to your property. This is our corporate office.
Okay, well, you know, you are the employer of my landlord. And so,
I'm not personally.
Of course you're not. And you know what? I actually apologize for throwing this in your face. I'm sure that you have worked a long, hard day. I'm sure that you are not responsible for whatever the heck this is in my hand. I haven't read it all yet. It's very long. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. It makes me mad. But you know what? Let me ask, how are you? How are you doing? Do you get mail like this? Does it make you darn furious like it makes me?
I do get mail like that, and I just accommodate the landlords.
Isn't that like...
They're just trying to do their best to make our property value higher.
Okay, now here's a problem, and I'm trying to be reasonable with you. That kind of thinking, that just reinforces this. That's what you're... If you aren't on the good guys team, then you're on the bad guys team, my guy. I just rethink, reframe your perspective. You know, why agree to this garbage when you know it's not okay? We should be able to buy these houses. We shouldn't have these landlords that are like raising our rent and taking things away from us and putting the thermostat with a piece of plastic that covers it so I can't change the heat when it's cold. Okay, I'm gonna try to appeal to your empathetic sense of well-being, my dude.
Well, if you need to appeal, we have an appeals office, but I'm afraid it's after hours.
Don't you put that form in my face. I don't need no more forms. I want to do a negotiation check, but he's really bad at negotiation. I'll do it anyway, and I'm gonna flip.
You telling me I need to find stats for the secretary?
We got to roll at least like 10 times during this game, right?
Yeah. They don't make secretary stats.
Make it like a
random guy in the office stats.
Make it a Republic bureaucrat. I'm going to lose.
So this guy's not paid to negotiate. It's not his job. Mm-hmm. It's an average check.
I want
a setback in this because he, for some unknown reason, believes in the corporation, this giant corporation that he works for.
I'm flipping.
Great.
And I want to boost because John Chondongas has tempered his aggression and that he is trying to reason with somebody and appeal to their, like, their, what's the word? Ecological, like, status, basically.
Ecological? Like, within the ecosystem?
Economical. Can I have a boost?
Sure.
I still might lose. A failure with two advantages.
He doesn't get what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I confusing you?
That was a failure on your negotiation check somehow. No, you didn't have mermaid dice. Two advantages.
Okay. So you're telling me I don't have an appointment?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't have an appointment, and I think our appeals office is closing in 5 minutes.
Let me just... Okay. So if I were to go, you know, I go home, I take out
Yes, it's closing in 5 minutes.
I take out a sheet of paper, I write a letter, you know, of complaint. Can you just tell me who should I address said letter to?
You would address it to Joff Nopino.
Joff Nopino. Okay, you don't mind. I'm just going to write this down on a sheet of your paper here. Joff Nopino. Okay. Joff Nopino, I don't like you. You make me mad. You make me sad. And that's really bad. You said Joff Nopino's here, though. I could just not write a letter. I could just go up and just have a conversation.
The appeals office is open for 5 more minutes, but I'm afraid they probably won't see you without an appointment.
You know what? You don't even worry about it. You've had a long week. It's Friday. I want you to go ahead and forget you ever saw me and head on home. Okay?
I'm here for another hour.
You know what? You might want to leave early today.
They look shiftily left and right.
With my two advantages, one of them I want to be that I got Joff Nopino's name.
Yep. Sure.
I wrote down Joff Nopino's floor and circled it 3 times.
Yep. Floor 36.
And I think that I want my last advantage to have convinced this this clerk to
Go home.
Yes, gather up their things and leave.
Okay. They start gathering up their things. Grab their lunchbox.
You they have look, a good Friday.
They look around and head to the back.
Hey, don't forget to check out that tonight's bolo game, bolo ball. It's gonna be a good one. It's the finals. I'm missing it because of your bosses. Bye-bye.
John goes into the lift. As the doors close, he sees somebody stick their hand in. Doors open up again, and this massive Aqualish gets in with him.
Oh, here. How are you? What floor? Okay, let me just hit that button for you.
And there's a screen wipe. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coruscant Nights. Thank you to Zach and Doug for playing on today's episode. Find Zach's show, Tales of the Outer Rim, wherever you find your podcasts, or follow Tales on Twitch for live streams of Star Wars RPGs and more. For all of Zach's links, visit linktree.com/Tales of the Outer Rim. Check out Doug's latest prints at voidboy.art. Coruscant Nights is supported by Patreon and ko-fi. Visit us at patreon.com/CoruscantNights, where we're currently releasing lost episodes of all of our shows. And be sure to check out ko-fi.com/nightcast, where you can get physical copies of our RPGs and other good stuff. For more about us and the shows that we make, visit nightcastcreative.com.